You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday.
The Department of Home Affairs says that the old green ID books in South Africa are on their way out and it will declare them invalid. And here's the interesting timeline, very soon. Well, what does that mean? Joining us now is Thulani Mavuso, Deputy Director General, Home Affairs. And first of all, Deputy Director General, is this true about the withdrawal? And what does very soon actually mean?
No, thank you very much. And thanks to the listeners. So what we have done is that when we started issuing the smart ID cards, the target was to replace 38 million green ID books. Where we are today is that we have just issued over 25.9 million smart ID cards. So we're still a little bit far away from replacing all the green ID books, because every year we issue 3 million. And you will know that there are also those who turn 16 we have never had. So those are new issuance and the reissues. So we are not about to actually invalidate the green ID books. They still continue to be a legal document. That decision has not been made by the department. So what is making rounds in the social media is actually not the truth. There's still a few more years before we will be able to do that. Part of the problem is that we had not an adequate footprint to ensure that we cover all South Africans who need the smart ID card. So what we have taken a decision through the minister that we are now increasing our mobile trucks, which are able to do smart cards. We added about 100 on the 7th of May. So we're now sitting at about 227 mobile offices that can go to far-flung rural areas.
Given that we've had smart cards or ID cards for a decade now, why has that footprint been so narrow? It seemed to me the department has been very slow, been very tardy in responding to that need.
No, I don't think it's about department being tardy or slow. Basically, it boils down to resources. I mean, the financial constraints around us modernizing our offices, but also some of the offices we are not able to modernize them because where they are located, we don't have adequate coverage in terms of the bandwidth that we need, because an office to be a smart card office, at least at a minimum, you need a 5 meg bandwidth. Some offices in rural areas are not able to have that, basically because telcos or telecommunication companies are not investing enough in those areas, because normally where they put like towers and other infrastructure, they need to be able to recoup their investment. But if it's in an area where really they are not able to get that back to them, that's why some of the areas we find that they don't have 5G or 4G. So we can, for example, use the LTE routers in those areas. So that's one of the challenges. That's why we also were looking at utilizing satellite connectivity to be able to improve and increase the footprint. So that's the challenge around that particular issue. But the mobile trucks are helping us to cover those areas.
But effectively, what you're saying is that you are held hostage by the telcos until they start to improve their coverage.
In rural areas, that's the point. In rural areas, but in modern, in urban areas, we don't have that particular problem. But also, there's not only the only factor. The other factor is that even ourselves, if you look at the budget allocation that we receive, I mean, we receive about 10 billion rand in terms of the budget on an annual basis. About almost 4 billion rand of that goes to compensation of employees, because we've got just over 7,500 employees. But part of that also is an allocation for the IEC political party funding. They come from the vote of allocated Home Affairs. So if you drill down in terms of operational budget and our ability to expand, it's actually very little when you look at the size of the population we serve, because Home Affairs is the only department in the country that every citizen is a client, and that you get visited more than two or three times by citizens on an annual basis for different services. So if you multiply that, and also the foreign nationals that are coming through our borders. So there's a whole lot of host of factors that constrain us to be able to increase our footprint in the manner that we desire. But we are obviously making efforts with the allocation that we have.
One of the other criticisms about the slow uptake of smart ID cards are setbacks within Home Affairs' purview in finalizing agreements with banks to offer smart ID enrollments and collections. Is that true?
Well, it's not a delay. Fortunately, I am the one heading that particular project, so I can be able to just give a sense. So what we did is, when we started this project in 2015, this pilot project, we wanted to sign an agreement with all the banks through the Banking Association of South Africa. National Treasury indicated to us that we can't do that. We'll have to do a triple P agreement. So we went through a triple agreement process, which is a very long one. You have to get a transaction advisor, develop a business case, and so forth. So it went a long route up until National Treasury gave us now the go-ahead to be able to enter into partnership agreements with the banks. Those partnership agreements have been prepared. Actually, the last meeting we had about 2 weeks ago, the legal teams were still finalizing that. So we're expecting that the agreement with the banks will be signed so that we can increase the footprint. Mm. Because with the banks, give or take, we're looking at getting at least about 200 more sites to be able to increase our footprint. So that's the bigger issue, that when a private partner deals with a government or offer a public service, there's got to be a clear legal processes that is followed so that we are able to ensure that all the activities that are undertaken, they are in line with the legislation.
There's another potential problem that's been flagged, and that's beneficiaries of the Social Relief of Distress Grant who may be unable to complete the new identity verification process if they still have a green ID book. Can you throw some light on that for me, please?
No, that's not true. Everybody who's got a legal an ID document, be it a smart card or a green ID book, all of those, they are verifiable through their biometrics. So in other words, we've got two databases now, which is the HANES system and the ABIS. Both of them carry the database of citizens. So we are able to do biometric verification. So even those ones, they still are there on the database. If you are green ID book, if you go to the bank, they're still able to verify you through your fingerprints.
All right, I'm going to leave it there. Tulani Mavuso, Deputy Director General, Department of Home Affairs, thank you very much for joining me today.